This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just 2 weeks to go now until Election Day. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump will be courting Latino voters today. Vice President Harris with an interview on Telemundo. Donald Trump in a roundtable with Latinos in Florida. Mr. Trump was in battleground North Carolina yesterday, where he saw storm damage and slammed federal emergency responders. The AP said Donahue.
FEMA's work has been stymied by armed harassment and a deluge of misinformation. Trump got a look at hurricane damage near Asheville, North Carolina.
You've obviously seen nothing but, very bad statements coming out about the job that FEMA and this administration has done.
Trump was asked if this kind of rhetoric is helpful.
If they're doing a poor job, we're supposed to not say it. These people are entitled to say it.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the spread of FEMA misinformation.
They are dangerous, they are unhelpful, and it is not what leadership looks like.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's going to discuss the importance of ending certainly the war in Gaza, securing the release of all hostages, alleviating the suffering of the Palestinian people. And he's going to underscore the importance of getting that food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid. It's important to get that delivered to civilians in Gaza.
Tropical storm Oscar's been chugging toward the Bahamas after crashing into Cuba as a Category 1 hurricane, killing at least six people. Cuba's already struggling with an unrelated power failure. An initial toxicology report shows singer Liam Payne had cocaine in his system when he died. According to an official in Argentina, Liam Payne fell from a third-floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last week. He was 31. This is AP News. New York Magazine star political reporter is out.
New York Magazine and star political reporter Olivia Nuzzi part ways after reports surfaced she had a personal digital relationship with a source while covering the 2024 campaign. The newsletter Status, which broke the story, cited unnamed sources in identifying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the person involved with Nuzzi. She told Status at the time, the relationship was never physical but should have been disclosed to prevent the appearance of a conflict. Kennedy has said he'd only met her once. New York Magazine hired a law firm and says an investigation found no inaccuracies nor evidence of bias in her work, but both sides decided it was best for Nuzzi to move on. Julie Walker, New York.
German police say they busted a pizzeria in the city of Dusseldorf that also delivered a side order of cocaine when customers asked for item number 40. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.